The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. A little practice that was recommended to me during my seminary days was to always keep three books going. One spiritual book, one book on theology, which is slightly different than reading, you know, about prayer or the interior life, and then a leisurely read or a work of literature. And I've always maintained that, actually I've fallen into reading about 10 books at the same time, but at least I try to keep three. And most recently, reading a book on theology, on the theology of the church, on ecclesiology. And one of the most profound truths that I came upon that I'd never understood before was in regards to the apostles. My brothers and sisters, have you ever asked yourselves, how much did the apostles know? To what degree did they understand what our Lord had handed on to them? I had always believed that the church, from the time of the apostles, we build upon the apostles. We develop the thought of the apostles. And that is not true. We unfold the teaching of the apostles. We enter into what they fully understood. If you read the early writings of the fathers, they say things like, the apostles possessed perfect knowledge. In the words of this author, writing based upon the writings of the fathers, he says the apostles had an exceptional and supreme knowledge of the mystery of Christ. And this is what struck me most deeply. He says the knowledge that the apostles had surpasses in profundity all that the church will ever be able to discover throughout her entire history. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave the apostles the entire knowledge of the faith, the full deposit of the truths of the faith that the church is to possess forever. But what does someone like St. John say as he's writing his work, the Gospel of John? At the very end he says, it would take all the books in the world to write down all that Jesus did and said. So they couldn't give everything. And so we are entering into that which they did hand on to us. So this is why when we're reading the Bible and we say, gosh, I wonder what the apostles meant by that. And even you'll read the same passage for years and years and then you go, oh my gosh, I never realized that is there. Or the same passage and you get 50 different truths from it. That was all in the apostles' minds. Our Lord says to them at the Last Supper, the Spirit of truth will lead you to all truth. Yes, he was speaking to the church for all ages, but specifically to the apostles. Okay, as I start to reflect on this, I thought this homily could go for hours and hours, and I can't do that to you, you've got to get out of here. Briefly, though, this is why when you read the writings, the church's writings, like encyclical letters, when the letter for the Immaculate Conception was written, how does it begin? It says, what did the apostles believe? The Immaculate Conception is not something new. It's always been believed in the church. When Paul VI wrote on contraception, what he said? He said, this, it's not something new, right? Contraception, okay, different methods were used. That was around before Christ. In the time of Christ, in the lives of the apostles. The church has taught on this forever. This is what we believe. It's been handed on for all generations. So what is the office of the Pope to do? It's not to invent new teachings. It is to safeguard the faith of the apostles, the deposit entrusted to them by our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, I better not go further. To close. So what happens? And I see this more and more clearly as time goes on. What happens when someone knowingly sets aside, dissents from, denies a teaching of the faith? They break from the church at its root. They break from our Lord Jesus Christ, because those truths are not new. They've always been believed. They are for our salvation and safeguarded for all generations. And when they break from it, who are they breaking from? The Spirit of truth, who our Lord Jesus Christ promised. And that's why when someone breaks from the truth, what oftentimes happens? They lose joy. They lose peace, because those are gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when you say, okay, the Holy Spirit teaches that through the church, I don't believe that, you lose the Holy Spirit. May we ever be faithful to our apostolic faith that the church possesses in fullness.